One in 10 adults over 60 is estimated to have experienced some form of abuse, whether that's physical, emotional, or financial. But these cases have less than 5% chance of reaching formal litigation after a complaint is filed. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs looks at why elder abuse cases are so hard to find and prosecute.
Judy Morrison says trouble began days after her mother died in 2016. That's when her father found more than $600,000 missing from her mother's bank account.
That's when Dad found out, and he just looked at me and he's like, "I'm not happy."
Morrison says that money came from years of work on his Johnson County farm. It was supposed to go to him. Instead, Morrison says that money went to her half-sister's bank account, and she spent months figuring out how.
A lot of staying up late, putting puzzles together.
Morrison accuses her sister of forging documents and lying to her mother, who spoke little English, to get the money. But she says it took nearly 3 years before her sister was charged with first-degree theft. Morrison says that's because of a complicated paperwork trail and a very busy detective. A trial is scheduled for March.
On the legal side, it was fighting tooth and nails the whole way, and it just, and especially for her to be able to do what she did, I was like, oh my God, that was just so easy.
Morrison's struggle doesn't surprise Chantel Smith. She's an assistant attorney general in Des Moines who has worked on elder abuse cases for nearly two decades. She says she sees cases like this all the time. They can be challenging and time-intensive for law enforcement, specifically in rural areas.
It's not like they're coming up all the time. It's not like, oh, I know this. We've got a basic routine for this. We've got a response for this. If you have two officers, maybe you have two detectives or one detective, this case could consume all of their time.
Numbers suggest elder abuse could be an increasing issue. Last year, the Department of Human Services received nearly 5,300 abuse complaints for adults over 60, up from about 860 just 5 years ago. Brian Caskey is a professor of public health at the University of Iowa. He co-authored a report on elder abuse in the eastern part of the state last year. He says one reason for this jump is that more people now know about it.
I think we have done a good job of raising awareness. And so on one hand, you know, people are out there.
But on the other hand, he says, Iowa has an aging population.
You know, about one out of five citizens in our state are soon to be over the age of 60. So just by numbers alone, you're going to be seeing more cases of this.
Caskey says he found the state has made progress through training programs and statewide response teams. But he says these efforts are still chronically underfunded, particularly at the local level.
You know, again, county attorneys need assistance. They need social workers, police officers to communicate and work together to build the case. And again, that requires time and resources.
Natalie, how are you?
Hey. I'm Jonna Sullivan.
Hey, Jonna Sullivan is the executive director of the Crisis Intervention and Advocacy Center in Adel. She says another barrier is that many older people don't want to report abuse to the police. She says abusers are almost always family members or caregivers.
You don't want to see them get in trouble. And you also don't want, you know, you also see that they don't want to be retaliated against. So they're fearful of that as well.
Sullivan says that's why the center developed a special program for seniors a year and a half ago. The Later in Life Abuse Program has three elder abuse specialists assist victims by helping them move out of abusers' homes, get to appointments, and even file police reports if they want to. For the past 17 months, Sullivan says they've helped nearly 400 people ages 50 plus across 12 mostly rural counties.
This change has been dramatic. I mean, it surprised me what our numbers are.
But Sullivan says the program is now hanging in limbo. It's funded by a federal grant that ended in September, and they're still waiting on an extension. I'm Natalie Krebs, Iowa Public Radio News.